Vancouver. A new tentative agreement that would make Vancouver's police officers the highest paid in Canada is a crucial tool for the city to recruit and retain talent in the face of a major labor crunch, the union representing the officers said. Vancouver Police Union President Ralph Kaiser said the union was happy to see the tentative agreement reached with employers on October 31 after months of negotiations. He said it includes not only higher wages for officers, bringing a first-class constable's pay to about $122,000 next year, but also better maternity and parental leave benefits. Kaiser said he has talked to a number of female officers, and as many as 22 have considered leaving the Vancouver Police Department for another organization due to maternity benefits. I do know, not mentioning any names of any organizations, but we did have recruiters from a different organization actually emailing all our young female members, pointing out to them that their maternity benefits were much better than ours, and they should consider coming over to their organization, Kaiser said. Police forces across Canada have faced challenges hiring in a tight labor market, with organizations mounting recruitment drives, in some cases battling each other to attract new talent. Kaiser said Vancouver's situation is especially challenging because of the city's high cost of living, which discourages officers looking to settle down. That in turn affects the VPD's mission to deliver on public safety, he said. Recruiting is not just a local issue, Kaiser said. Provincially and nationally, everyone is seeking people from basically the same pool of candidates. So it's very competitive right now, and we need to draw as many good candidates as we can to Vancouver. One of those things to draw people into Vancouver is to properly compensate them. Vancouver's unionized officers have been working without a collective agreement since the last deal expired on December 31, 2022, and the new agreement includes retroactive wage increases for this year. A first-class constable's annual pay will rise from just under $112,000 last year to a retroactively applied $117,000 this year, followed by another jump to roughly $122,000 starting in 2024. Kaiser said the new tentative deal also includes a boost to the annual psychological injury benefit available to an officer and their family, from $3,000 to $5,000, and the ability for members to spend it on clinical counselors. Currently, the benefit only covers services from registered psychologists, and Kaiser said members face wait times of up to 6 months when seeking help. The ability to access clinical counselors would significantly shorten wait times for treatment, he said. I'll speak to one incident in particular where one of our members was involved in a critical incident, Kaiser said. They were at home, obviously being consoled and supported by their spouse, not realizing that their young child had overheard what was going on. They ultimately needed to seek out psychological assistance for their child because their child was actually traumatized, when they had realized what their parent had been through. Kaiser said Vancouver City Council and the police board have already ratified the deal, while union members will vote on the agreement between November 26 and December 7, with the result likely available on the morning of December 8. I think it's important that if we're compensating our members and supporting them by way of other benefits as well, that we're able to recruit and draw some of the brightest and best candidates to the city, he said. Obviously, that's an important factor when you look at public safety and ensuring that our communities are safe. This report by the Canadian Press was first published November 24, 2023. Chuck Chang, The Canadian Press.